This is Idaho Matters. You know, in a time where so much of the news is negative, one local flower company is doing what it can to spread some joy, of course, through flowers. Between an initiative to keep the flower growers in business, to donating flowers to a hospital, as well as low-income senior homes in Boise, 50 Flowers is just trying to do its part. And joining us live today is CEO Lisa Roser. Welcome to Idaho Matters.
Oh, hi, Idaho Matters. Thank you so much for having me on.
So I want to talk about one of your initiatives. This is called Save the Growers Campaign. We can all just stay so focused, you know, on our own immediate problems right now. It's hard sometimes, I think, to kind of see outside the box. But this campaign really recognizes that there's really a decreased flower demand because of canceled weddings and other events. And it's really done quite a bit to growers. So can you talk about this Save the Growers campaign?
Definitely. In fact, it's one of the campaigns that I'm most passionate about during these so doom and gloom times. We were sitting around talking with my team. And at one point, it was as though all of these flowers, we kept on seeing these videos from all of these associations across the world, you know, Holland, they did a big campaign of buy flowers, not toilet paper. And as everything was developing, we just came together and said, let's slash our margins and let's get flowers and save the flowers from going to dumpsters to people's doorsteps. And it's not that the flowers were bad and being thrown away. It just is the logistics and the operations of getting the flowers from these remote farms to the doorstep. We own that. That's one of the best things we do at 50 Flowers is being able to overnight flowers from Holland, from Ecuador, from Colombia, from California, and get them to the consumer's doorstep. And so that's what we did.
So let's take a step back, because for people who haven't heard of your business before, tell me about the model of what 50 Flowers is, because it's really 50flowers.com.
Yes, it's 50flowers.com. And what we do is we ship flowers direct from the grower to the consumer's doorstep. And back in 2001, this idea came to fruition with our very first website. And we started shipping from Ecuador to the consumer's doorstep. Fast forward today, we're shipping from about 250 farms from around the world, directly from their fields to your hands at your house.
So you really have the ability to save the growers because you are working directly with them.
There is one farm that believed in the initiative. 50 Flowers is a huge disruptor. And the passion that comes behind 50 Flowers has to do with the human caring touch side of. First off, our growers who are part of our partner farms, they have such a passion and such a special drive to grow these, you know, these incredibly beautiful flowers down to the, you know, the consumers that receive them, that it just it helps their joy flourish. So back with our growers about in 1996, when I got into the flower industry, I realized that that fuel of passion that all of our growers were having, I started developing these relationships just because we had the connection of the love of flowers. And seeing my dear friends lose, you know, so much goes into growing flowers. And you can't look at a flower field and go, oh, sorry, COVID happened. Events are getting, you know, they're all postponed. They're all canceled. You can't look at a flower plant and say, okay, stop producing, stay home. You know, you've got to, you know, they had to harvest the flowers. And we have the ability to get the flowers from there to our friends. And back, you know, in 1996, I started developing these relationships with all of these partners farms. And I really, when I saw all of this hit, that concern of the well-being of our farmers and getting their flowers to the world to create more joy, we tapped into our ecosystem and we slashed our margins and we just wanted the livelihood of the flower industry to continue.
Well, and another project you undertook was donating flowers to St. Alphonsus in a senior home. at St. Luke's, which is just such a beautiful thing to do. But then another project you've been working on is coming up with creative ideas for people in quarantine to really get their mind going and their creativity flowing. Can you quickly talk to me about that?
Yes. You know, we're sitting around in our office back in those days when we could. And we're all sitting around going, you know, everyone's going to be in isolation. Why don't we come up with some really cool ideas to get the flowers to the moms who are stuck at home with their kids? And I'm sorry to say stuck at home. I'm a mom myself. And
it feels like that some days.
Oh, it really does. And then there are other days that are just beautiful. You know, it's the peaks and the valleys. However, we came up with some really great ideas of, you know, arrange flowers at your house, you know, a romantic package. We came up with a science project package and, you know, helping with the eucalyptus and the benefits of having eucalyptus in your home, the scent, and how it can help with congestion, how it can improve your mood. You know, we really just wanted to be that touch point for people to come to for ideas, as well as bring joy into the house during the isolation.
I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us. We've been talking with Lisa Roser about what her company, 50flowers.com, is doing to spread some joy during this pandemic. And of course, you can order from them if you so choose. I mean, you know, just a hint, Mother's Day is Sunday, and it still counts even though we're in quarantine. So Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we are excited to announce our participation in a national call-in show. It is this Saturday. It's in partnership with Iowa Public Radio. It is part of a series called America Amplified, Life, Community, and COVID-19. During the two-hour special, we will focus on two topics that affect all Americans: disruptions to the food supply chain, as well as mental health during a global pandemic. You can find more information on our website. Thank you to all of you who listen, who participate, who ask questions. So appreciate you and everything you do to keep us going during this time and hopefully as we move through this. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. See you back here tomorrow.